Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for tuning in. It is Sermon Sunday.
Sermon Sunday, right?
Yeah. So back in the day, I used to do the Kick-Ass podcast. It was a very underground type of podcast, but you know, similar in content, so freedom-oriented stuff. Season one, I called them all sermons. Sermon one, sermon two, sermon three, right? Because the Reverend Captain Kickass, right? I figured, oh, and I'm doing it on a, oh, yeah, it'll be sermons. Yeah, that'll be great. So here I am on Sundays now, and I'm like, oh, Reverend Captain Kickass, Sermon Sunday, right?
Sounds good.
It is Free Talk Live, in case you're unfamiliar with this program. You can find out all about us over at freetalklive.com. We are a live call-in radio program where you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. And as I normally do, the star date is 12042022. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
Rich. And Mark, I want to talk about star dates before we go on here.
Oh, I just totally make that up. I don't actually do any calculations. All I do is I read the date as it appears on the computer with the appropriate amount of zeros in it, if there isn't one already.
So, I mean, you've never looked at what a star date is?
Oh, I have, yeah. But
you're talking to the intergalactic space king.
Oh, that's right.
Star dates are important.
I'm probably violating some sort of intergalactic space wizard, not king. He gave up the king. He's not a space wizard. We clarified that on Beard Talk Live last night.
I must not have gotten to that part.
Yeah, that's fine. But, yeah, intergalactic space wizard. So I assume I'm violating some sort of, you know, star dates rule by doing the star date the way that I do.
Okay. I'm trying to look up real quick what the star date is in any given time here, but... compute. All right, here we go.
Got to save that for Major.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sure he'll call eventually. But...
yeah, Monday... So... Yeah. This doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, there was no...
Just look up and read the way he does.
So I'm pretty sure that I tried this at some point and was like, yeah, I'm just going to make it up. And so I did, and I've just been.
It doesn't seem to correlate in any way, shape, or form to the date.
Right. That's why I go star date 12042022. Right, because if you look at the date on the Windows computer, it's 12042022. I just throw the extra zero in it so that it's a two-digit date, you know, for the month.
It's like reading the Jewish calendar.
Yeah, and that way for people who like, arguably anybody who's listening live is on the radio, so they could decipher that pretty easily. But if they're, like, downloading the repeat show or the podcast or they're on our Patreon or whatever and they're getting the show that way, they should probably have looked at what date it was on the file before they even listened. So the point is moot, really.
The star date is 7639.1.6.
Okay.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, me neither.
In one ear and out the other.
Yeah. This week I've been thinking about dates generally, and what is the most, the least confusing set of dates? Like, you would agree Americans write dates differently than Europeans, right?
Yeah.
I can assure you that in my line of work, dealing with Europeans at times, this causes a great deal of angst.
Yeah, the whole switching of the month and the dates
right
in the reverse order.
And the day, month, year format the United States uses is counterintuitive.
Well,
by anybody, unless you've been
right
raised that way.
Right. U.S. does month, day, year, first of all.
What's that?
U.S. does month, day, year. You said day, month, year. That's
Excuse me.
The European version.
You're right. Yeah. Month, day, year. So they're not in any kind of order, right? Like, the year isn't first,
right,
then the month, then the day. They're not ascending or descending. They're just right, some kind of gobbledygook. And I you know, I can assure you, this upsets the world.
Just like the imperial system.
But the rest of the world is out there being all not the U.S., and that is upsetting to me, right?
Right.
So what I've decided is I will use dash marks, because a slash mark can look like a one sometimes, yep, if you don't do it right.
Yep.
So I'm going to use a dash mark instead of a slash mark, and I'm going to write the month. That way, no matter what order it's in, there, no one's confused. Because if you have DEC instead of 12 in there, no one's going to think that it's the 12th of November instead of whatever.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, for instance, it's now December 4th today, so some a European could confuse this as April 12th if we were writing it down and wouldn't understand. So if you just write 4DEC, you know, dash, and then 2022, write the year out, then you don't have a problem.
So you use the dash mark instead of the slash mark, and you also get to say mark a whole bunch.
That's right.
Very good. Well done.
Well branded.
Yes, yes. Welcome back, Mark Edge.
Thank you.
Free Talk Live, founder of the show. For those of you who don't recognize his voice, because, you know, it's been a minute since you've been on the show.
Yeah, it's been a couple few weeks.
So welcome back, of course. We're happy to have you.
And because the current crew has brought in so many new listeners...
There's plenty of people who don't, I mean, I've more than once it's been like, who is this guy? And that's fine. That's what I want. I consider that a resounding success. I've been listening to Free Talk Live, and Richie, Captain, Nikki, Nikki's normally in this chair. What a great show you guys are doing.
Oh, thanks.
I'm really enjoying what I hear. You know, I get it that not everybody's going to agree on everything, but even but what you guys do is less offensive than it's what's done in many cases in the rest of the week here.
Well, now I feel like we got to up our game and be a little more offensive.
You're funnier.
So. Well, how many other shows have, like, instructions on the wall of what not to say? I'll just put that out there.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. We do try and, I guess, keep it a little lighter on Sundays.
Yeah.
And, like, that's on purpose. You know, do we from time to time still bring in the hard-hitting and the serious? And, yes, we do from time to time.
Well, you do.
But, well, but more often than not, we try and keep it a little light. Although still freedom-oriented, peace-oriented, you know, prosperity-oriented, you know, keep within the theme of the show. But we try and just do things a little different. Make Sunday, you know, something a little extra.
And, you know, the Sunday show is a... It's carried by different stations. It's a different show.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, Sunday was always your day, Mark, so, you know, we got big shoes to fill. I seen your clown shoes earlier tonight.
Wizard boots.
Wizard boots, yes, that's right. Sorry, my bad.
The whole thing about the size of one shoe is making it around the internet again.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it hasn't bumped into me yet.
Yeah. Well, it's out there, and apparently people are still believing that this is somehow relevant.
Like, people are aware that you can just buy shoes that are too big for your feet, right?
and why would you care?
Hand-me-downs.
Well, no, you could just go buy them new. Like, you could find ones that fit your foot width, but they're way too long, for example, and you can still walk fine in them. So I've been told, right?
Maybe.
You know, like, you know, it's like the old rock and rollism where, you know, you shove a rolled up sock down your pants to make it look like you got a larger unit than you do.
It's been done.
Yeah. No, it's still done. Like, I mean, it's a thing. People do it on stage. Like, I've been to concerts where, like, you see the lead singer before he goes on stage. He's kind of behind the curtain or whatever. He's, like, jamming a thing down his pants. They're like, what are you doing, dude? He's like, oh, it's in my sock, man. I gotta impress the ladies or whatever, right? You know? And they're like, how disappointed must the ladies be, like, later on?
Under promise, over deliver, man. Under promise, over deliver.
I never understood that, but the ladies do have something called crotch watch. Right, this is an active thing that, like, you know, these ladies participate in.
Okay.
You know, they literally just look for that.
All right.
You know, like the bulge watch, if you will. So
it's just a bunch of gay guys on the internet.
What?
Crotch watch. Just gay guys on the
internet. No. This is like, you know, rock and roll groupies.
All right.
Right.
Just teasing.
That's all I'm going to say about it.
All right.
First-hand experience.
As a man who participated in rock and roll for 20-some years, I'm speaking of first-hand experience.
And a collection of socks on the wall to prove it.
No, but there were times we got the panties thrown at us on stage. So,
okay.
You know, whether or not they were from, you know, a girl who took them off or somebody brought them from grandma's top drawer.
Who knows?
But it sure looks good on film later on.
Yes, it does.
603-283-6160 is
the number. Something to talk about anyway.
If you'd like to join us and talk about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we are going to talk about 45,000 marijuana offenders who've been pardoned and what state that happened in and how we can make sure that that happens more, hopefully. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday Night Edition. More coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. telephone number here in the studio if you would like to join tonight's conversation is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Rich,
and Mark.
I do want to talk about these 45,000 marijuana offenders who have been pardoned, but we have some calls to get to. Let's go to Cynthia in San Francisco. Cynthia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Thank you for holding this radio session for people to call in. I wanted to mention that the Brunson brothers have been submitting a brief to the Supreme Court, and it sounds like it's actually making some significant progress. And what they're asserting, and the one to look for is Rolland, R-A-L-A-N-D, Brunson, B-R-U-N-S-O-N, in Supreme Court. What they're asserting is that they had a duty under their oath of office when there was 100 members of Congress who said there is an issue here of fraud in the election, and we have a duty to investigate. And 300-plus members of Congress voted against it, and that means they failed to follow their oath of office.
Oh, no.
And they're calling for these people to be kicked out of office and permanently barred from holding political office.
Well, now that's the thing I can get behind. I can get behind, you know, kicking everybody out of office and just nobody taking their place. I think we just eliminate them all
for failing to uphold their oath.
He wants people to know about it because if the Supreme Court decides that that it's not a valid issue, but they were allowed to have it considered under a national emergency, okay, which is unusual for it to be accepted, anything to be accepted as a national emergency, but just a look at the Supreme Court, it was accepted.
I'm pretty sure that's not unusual either.
Yeah, I think they've been making more and more things, quote, national emergency, unquote, than ever before.
They never really even lift national emergencies that already exist. They just declare new ones.
Is this Rolland Brunson guy, is he from Ogden, Utah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do have the, I got something here. I mean, you know, it's not particularly informative, but, you know.
Perfect source of information.
Look into it. So what?
Okay. He says if they deny it, he's going to reappeal, and he would like to have some public pressure demonstrated. So he wants people to know about it.
We're taking it all the way to the UN.
So I found.
Cynthia, man, that is a national emergency. If what's his face, whatever that man is under that mask, signs something pretending to be our president.
Yeah.
Cynthia, the guy behind the mask is named Kanye West.
Yeah.
But you can call him Yeezy.
I want T-shirts that say "I stand with Kanye," and then black, and then on the back say "Boycott all of these businesses that shut him down for his freedom of speech."
I want to ask you because I've found a couple of, you know, we'll say internet websites about Brunson. Is there a site that you like or that is official for information on this if folks want to look it up?
Well, Karen Cassidy has an interview with his brother, who is also one of the instigators of this, named Lloyd, L-O-Y, and that interview is informative, and he gives a site that's called Seven Discoveries, maybe?
Okay.
Seven Discoveries, where his brother has been researching different approaches where the constitutional laws are being enforced, basically.
So I found a website. It's RolandBrunson.com, RolandBrunson.com. It's a rudimentary site. It appears to have a whole bunch of information about the two lawsuits. It says currently there are two lawsuits identical to each other. The first one filed by Lloyd Brunson is still held up in Utah federal court, and the second one by Roland J. Brunson has made it to the Supreme Court. Docket 22-380, where nine justices in conference will vote. Has that happened yet?
No, but it's any day now it can happen.
Okay.
It's reached that point. But it's very interesting to see that a federal judge at the lower level was helping him out, giving him information and ideas, and that judge got replaced.
Oh, interesting.
Captain, what is your understanding about what is actually going on here?
They are suing. The lawsuit, both lawsuits include defendants President Biden, Harris, former VP Pence, and 385 members of Congress for breaking their oath of office by voting against the proposition to investigate the claims that there were enemies of the Constitution who successfully rigged the election.
Okay.
So it's about election fraud.
Oh, okay.
With regards to Biden winning.
They don't have to decide, the judges don't decide whether there was fraud or not. Just whether they violated their oath of office.
Right.
Under the Constitution, they had an obligation to investigate.
Well, Cynthia, thank you for the call. We appreciate you.
Do they have an obligation?
As we know, the government...
Like an illegal obligation?
Really doesn't
care.
Well,
what section of the Constitution says that they have an obligation to investigate this?
I don't know. Okay. What I would say is that anytime I see the people attempting to hold their government accountable... I'm happy with that.
Okay.
If they want to spend their time, doing that, attempting to hold the government accountable, I'm for that.
Okay.
You know, but I wouldn't be there at the same time. Like, I wouldn't expend my energy on it.
Okay.
Because I'm of the opinion the government is hard to hold accountable.
Well, and we know that government really doesn't care what the Constitution says, what really any of the laws that even they themselves write say. They can and will go around them in many ways and in any way they
sure.
can.
But if you're going to stand on the Constitution, right... You ought to know.
Make like a floor mat in front of your door.
Sure, why not? Wipe your feet off it.
It's probably going to get people pretty upset. Go ahead.
I'm just
wait till they see my toilet paper.
I'm just saying, if that's your position, right? Like the Constitution is the be all end all of governing processes, right? Then you ought to be right that there's something in there. That says, like, you know, in the case of election fraud, you know, the Congress is obligated to act.
Yeah.
In Article 1, Section whatever, right, it's got to be like a duty of Congress to investigate these things.
It seems like it would be a state issue, actually, you know, that because that's what it is. It's a union of states.
Okay. Well, then if it's a state issue, what state constitution says that Congress must do these things? But she's got the federal Congress... On the lawsuit, right? Biden, Harris, it's Congress, et cetera.
I think it then goes back to the federal government to then regulate the states. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah. So might as well put the suit in.
Right. I mean, the Constitution has a limited number of areas where the federal government is obligated to do certain things, right? So if this is one of them, then fine. But if it's
weights,
not...
measures, military,
whatever.
Post-roads.
If you're gonna, again, if that's what you're basing your argument on, it ought to be in there.
Regarding presidential election fraud... In my opinion, they've all been frauds, because it is wrong for 51% of the people to tell the other 49% of people how to live their lives.
Agreed.
Well, you're voting on a person to hold an office. It's a different story. Maybe that person's been allowed to do too much. Maybe that office has been allowed to do too much.
603-283-6160 if you'd like to comment on this topic or bring up anything.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Vandalism may have caused a massive power outage in the central North Carolina county, leaving about 45,000 homes and businesses in the dark Saturday night into early Sunday, affecting everything from Sunday worship services to golfers teeing off at well-known Pinehurst Resort. Utility workers found evidence at multiple electric substations that indicated intentional vandalism had occurred, according to Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields. More Chinese cities in the far west announced an easing of coronavirus curbs on Sunday as China tries to make its zero COVID policy more targeted and less onerous after unprecedented protests against restrictions last weekend. And Chinese leader Xi Jinping was unwilling to accept Western vaccines despite the challenges China's facing with COVID-19 and while recent protests there are not a threat to Communist Party rule. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Got some calls to get to. We'll get to those momentarily here on Free Talk Live. If you need the phone number, it's 603-283-6160. You can tattoo it on your forehead or grab a crayon right on the fridge, whatever you got to do. 603-283-6160.
Just tattoo it backwards so you can read it in the mirror.
Like ambulance?
Yep.
Except different?
I mean, different in that it's not the word ambulance.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Numbers instead of letters.
Oh, yeah, implied in the word like ambulance, not actual ambulance.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Rich.
And Mark.
We were talking about the SCOTUS case, Brunson. Apparently, Roland Brunson suing, you know, for election fraud.
Is this the case that will drain the swamp?
No.
Okay, moving on.
Nope. Is Trump the president that will drain the swamp? Apparently he wasn't. See, this is the...
He needed his second term, that's all.
Right, if he just got four more years, then he would have drained the swamp.
So give him four more years and we'll see all the magic that he can
do. It's not that I didn't like some of the things that Trump did. I did, and I do. And I think that, you know, like, there's some things I liked about Trump as president. But was he going to drain the swamp ever? No!
Did he even, like, attempt at, like, filtering it a little bit?
I'm willing to say he's my favorite mafia don so far. That's all.
Can you say the same about Biden? Is there anything
no.
that Biden did? No, nothing that Biden has done.
No, I'm not fond of him.
Okay.
But that doesn't make me a Republican. It doesn't make me a Democrat. It doesn't make me any of those things. But, yeah, I did not. I think that, you know, I guess I'm ruined on Biden and Clinton because both of them allowed the cheating to go on Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
You know, like an organization that calls themselves the Democratic Party that then allows this, such an undemocratic thing to occur in their primaries. Yeah. And you think I'm going to vote for your team? Screw you and your team.
Let's get to your calls and thoughts. Let's start with, we've got, sorry, I believe this is Oliver in Virginia. Oliver, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first off, I want to just say that, man, listening to y'all is something else. I mean, sometimes I'm like, what in the hell are y'all thinking? And the other times, it's like you're hitting the bullseye.
You couldn't, you know, we couldn't agree more. That is kind of what we do. It's like the show description is that we bring, you know, we try to bring common sense to every issue, but it's a nation, as you'd probably agree, Oliver, is a nation that doesn't, it isn't real strong on common sense.
Well, I'd have to agree. But on the other hand, I got, and it's probably too many things.
Well, pick one.
For us to deal with. But where do you stand on abortion?
Well,
on the fetus.
Well, so there's three of us here, and we probably have varying opinions.
It is Free Talk Live, yeah. And on Free Talk Live, you can have any opinion you want, and like you can call in with your opinion, too. But if you're asking the hosts, who have no more qualification to have an opinion on abortion than you do, Oliver,
right?
Then I'll be happy to give you my opinion. But remember, before we go any further, my opinion's really awful. Like, it really sucks. Don't worry. You think it sucks. And here we go.
Opinions are like...
he's got to say that before
yes,
every
they
opinion.
Are. Don't say what opinions are like.
Yeah, be careful. We are on nationally broadcast radio, so there are certain words you can't say, Oliver.
But they are like them, and yeah, they do stink. And this one really stinks. So here you go. My opinion is that the fact is that unwanted babies grow up into unwanted people. Unwanted people make life in the United States worse. I don't want a bunch of unwanted people. I don't want to have to pay to incarcerate a bunch of unwanted people. And I don't want to have to deal with all the things that those unwanted people are going to do. Between dragging down the grades in schools and robbing people at gunpoint or whatever it is they're going to do. But I do know what happens when a child isn't loved. And
okay, enough said.
And so,
I
told you it stunk, and here we go. It's going to really stink. I say we shouldn't just allow abortions because, as far as I'm concerned, it's the stupid and incompetent waging genocide upon themselves. We should fund it.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Wow. You lost me there.
Now, I'm just saying, if you can get rid of
donate to Planned
stupid,
Parenthood,
incompetent,
then.
Unwanted criminals...
Okay, but I'm not going to force people to pay for it, right?
Let's, all right.
You know, my opinion here is just that it comes down to, like, for me, I'm a very personal choice-oriented person. You should not be told what choices to make for your life, your family's life. You should make those decisions by yourself. If you're in a position where you're considering an abortion, that is a decision you must make for yourself. And that's where I stand. I don't think anybody should force anybody to have them or not have them. It should all be personal choice.
When I, on the day that my son was born, and I held in my hand the thing that I needed to, that I took an oath to my wife at the time to guard,
yeah,
presumably for the rest of my life, like everything changed in my mind. You know, there was a time when I was a single male and I wanted to be irresponsible for my actions,
yeah.
But when I became a married guy with a kid, suddenly my beliefs changed immeasurably.
Sure.
I'll just say I'm for it, and I have a well thought out explanation for it. For abortion.
Okay.
But there's not enough time for me to get into the intellectual intricacies that I've put in.
I think Oliver, you had one more question.
Oh, I actually have four, but
I'll pick one.
Go to
you
the
one
next
more.
One, and we'll just energy.
I'm for it.
What was the question?
Something about energy.
Oliver, can you
for energy?
Oliver, go ahead.
How do we go about you know, dealing with this, everybody wants to go electric and everything, but, we have issues here. I can tell you right now, I have built these places that take care of these data plants.
Mm-hmm. Data farms, yep.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to save on energy, you need to throw your computer away and just use your phone. But you probably should throw your cell phone away as well.
Yeah.
But these things, you would not believe how much energy these things use. And when they're trying to tell us to not use coal and diesel fuel and everything, a 3,000 square foot building has 20 generators that hold 9,600 gallons of fuel that lasts for 2 days.
Sure. And if you think that's a lot, you should look at what the U.S. military does. And we'll talk more about that. But thank you for the call, Oliver. We appreciate it.
As long as energy costs money, I will use as much as I can afford to use within my personal budget.
Right.
Yeah.
That's that's why energy should be priced. It shouldn't be subsidized. Right. People should be responsible for the energy they use and the cost.
Right, and pay for it themselves individually.
I think that it's worth pointing out that the greenest energy out there is nuclear power, and the people who advocate for green energy advocate against nuclear power because they're crazy. And
well, they're philosophically inconsistent, at least.
Right, yeah. And like there doesn't seem to be much time spent in it. And this is kind of... It's a convoluted comparison, but to my liberal friends, and you are my friends, and your opinion does matter, I want you to look at sort of the COVID restrictions that have existed that you advocated for. Because in many cases, it was the liberals that turned status and advocated for these restrictions. Look at those restrictions. And I'm gonna make this analogy here in just a moment.
Okay. 603-283-6160. Mark will serenade us with his energy soliloquy.
Yes.
An elucidation.
An elucidation, if you will.
I'm going to light the place up.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Or an illumination, if you will.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Time 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts coming up here on Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Richard Rich, and Mark. And fervor means intense and passionate feeling.
Oh, that was not with much fervor then.
Yeah, but you said that pretty like monotone and like unemotional.
Fervor. Fervor.
When we last left our heroes, Mark was going to serenade us with a soliloquy of something or other. I don't remember all the words we said.
Right.
Elucidation and an illumination.
What was the topic?
The topic is sort of a comparison between COVID restrictions as they were advocated for and...
by the dirty libs.
Well, I don't know about the dirty libs, but you would agree that a similar group of people that advocated for COVID restrictions in the United States is advocating for drastic action by civilians.
I thought we were talking about energy.
In the climate change sector.
All right.
So energy and climate change are inexorably linked at this point in modern society.
Well, by politicians.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
That's why he's getting the whole soliloquy.
I see.
And... what I want people to do is stop and think for a second about what happened in the United States and Canada, here in North America, surrounding protesters against the COVID restrictions.
Yep.
What's happening now in China. Yes. Many of the people who were like, throw those truckers in the drink, kill them, they disagree with me, and I'm scared. Right? Yep. And I don't know why I'm using country accent to do this.
Truckers.
Many of the people are saying that are calling the people who are protesting in China brave.
Yeah.
You know, culture warriors, whatever they're saying about them, they're saying wonderful things about them. I would agree. But that is the natural outcropping of COVID restrictions.
Right.
China had the COVID restrictions.
Right.
They literally welded people in their houses.
Yep.
and people burned alive over the COVID restrictions because they were going to make sure that the, you know, the Frankenbug that killed 1% of the world's population, you know, and the vast majority of whom were on death's door already.
Yeah, so the same people, what you're saying is the same people who said, you must lock down and you must not protest and you must blah, 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 are now saying that these guys should be allowed to protest.
Absolutely.
So they're
advocating for protest when the protest benefit, you know, when they like it, and they're advocating against when they don't. They're
hypocrites.
Yes, right.
Yes, thank you.
And now, okay, so if you can see that, if you can, your mind may be doing all kinds of genuflections at this point, trying to make it make sense why it's okay to support the Chinese and not okay to support the truckers. Fine. Stop for a second and look at what it looks like to other people.
Right.
I'm not saying what it looks like to you, but if it's not simple, you're not going to be able to sell it.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying is that the message doesn't sell. Now, let's go on to climate change, because I think that's an important analogy here, something we can look at. Okay. You can see what happened with the COVID restrictions. Now, these same people, in many cases, want you to ride a skateboard or whatever it is to stop climate change. Mm-hmm. If you go out there and just search the top 25, the world's top 25 carbon dioxide polluters, you'll find...
Well, number one is government.
You know what? It's like number one through seven.
Yeah. Yeah. And the next one is like so far down, it's like orders of magnitude.
Right. Well, I don't know. It's not quite orders of magnitude. They're putting things like Exxon and BP and things like that on. I don't know that that's entirely fair because they're selling the energy that then goes elsewhere.
Is it fair to say that if you wanted to eliminate the largest polluter on planet Earth, you should eliminate government?
Yes, easily. If you took all the government and stuck it together...
Yeah.
And then took all the private sector and stuck it together on this list, you would probably, I think it might be close to a factor of difference. And so, you know, when somebody comes to me and says, I need to do something, I believe in global climate change. I believe in anthropogenic global climate change.
Well, what do you mean believe? Because like when you say you believe in something, that implies that it is a belief. Whereas I believe that you have observed facts and evidence that lead you to a conclusion.
That's correct. That's I have.
Not necessarily a belief.
All right. I have observed things, but I also, other people have observed things, and they're saying those things. I'm taking those on authority. But if we, you know, I don't think that it's nearly as big of a deal as it's made out to be. In many cases, if you listen to somebody who's talking about, you know, let's bring a crackdown on when it comes to, you know, carbon credits, they're going to be saying, we're going to be all dead by 2030 if you don't do this.
Yeah.
And wait a second, it isn't you and I, it's your government. And as a matter of fact, it's not even your government, it's China.
Yeah.
It's the Middle East. It's these places that are the world's largest carbon polluters, if that's the terminology you want to use to describe it. And, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. I can't stop or not stop. I can eat nothing but celery and sit in one spot until I die, and it wouldn't really change the world's carbon footprint at all.
Right.
But if you listen to some screaming liberal on Facebook, they'll swear to God that somehow it's my fault. Well, they've done nothing, right? Like, I'm out there supporting the coral restoration projects, giving these people a home and doing all kinds of stuff, but I'm not doing enough when that person is doing nothing.
Right.
And this is the definition of an a-hole. And that's what I want to get across here, is that your advocations for restrictions on people's lives, mine included, resulted in what may very well be a protest that brings down the very state in China.
Mm-hmm.
So your advocations for the restrictions of my freedom when it comes to global climate change may bring down the very government that you wish to use to restrict my freedoms here. Think about what you do, ladies and gentlemen, and think about what you advocate for. Every time you say, well, the government oughta.
Well, I am willing to make a concession.
What is it?
For those liberals. Tactically, from a libertarian perspective, right? Why are we not using their position to our advantage?
I've always felt that way.
I will stop driving my car if you lift the zoning restrictions that places my work commute so far away from my house that I have to drive to get there.
Right.
So remove the zoning restrictions. I'll live closer to work, and I won't drive as much.
I like the strategy, but at the same time, like, if, let's just say there were a virus that wiped out the human race. Uh-huh. Guess what's going to happen on planet Earth? The climate will change from time to time.
That's
as it is wont to do, as it has done
That's why.
For billions of years.
Who cares?
To have the ego to think that by paying the government more taxation through something like carbon credits or whatever is going to stop planet Earth from doing what it's always done is preposterous.
Paying the organization that is responsible for it.
Yes.
Right. Like these people.
Or at least for most of the pollution.
The world's, the history's greatest grift is the notion that your oppressors are the ones who can free you.
Right.
They, and when it comes to climate change, they are your oppressors.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are doing it.
This is the same way I feel about gun control, right? Show me first, right? Dear government, if you think that this carbon credit plan, whatever it is that you're going to try and put into place on people and force people to adhere to, is so beautiful and so eliminates pollution and other things that you want to get rid of, then go ahead and apply it to yourself first. Show me how it's done. Show me that it's effective. Then, and I have the same thought about gun control, if government, politicians included, wants to disarm people and say, hey, you can't have any guns, show me how it's done and disarm yourselves first. Do your job without them.
Yes. Imagine how you're going to provide security for yourselves. And
I mean, they'll point to Great Britain, right, where they don't necessarily care. They got the truncheon, right, and they're chasing down knife criminals.
Now, I've never been there, so I can only call it Britain.
Okay. Great Britain.
There's nothing great about
whatever.
It.
I'm just saying.
Well, I think that it's worthy comparison. Let's think about it for a second.
There are plenty of other police enforcement agencies in other countries that don't shoot anybody, right? Like Finland shot one guy in the last 20 years, and they, all mourned over it.
Yeah, I think that was Iceland.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. But when it came to Great Britain, it's an island. It's a heck of a lot easier to get guns out of it. In the United States, there's 2 to 3 guns for every human being. Good luck getting rid of them. It's just not the same system.
603-283-6160. This is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We've got a whole bunch more coming up, including the 45,000 people pardoned for marijuana.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.